After likewise closing the opening in the skiff, the Canadian began to unscrew the nuts, still bolting us to the underwater boat. Suddenly, a noise from the ship's interior became audible. Voices were answering each other hurriedly. What was it? Had they spotted our escape? I felt Ned Land sliding a dagger into my hand. Yes, I muttered, we know how to die. The Canadian paused in his work. But one word, 20 times repeated, one dreadful word, told me the reason for the agitation spreading aboard the Nautilus. We weren't the cause of the crew's concern. Maelstrom! Maelstrom! They were shouting. The Maelstrom! Could a more frightening name have rung in our ears under more frightening circumstances? Were we lying in the dangerous waterways off the Norwegian coast? Was the Nautilus being dragged into this whirlpool just as the skiff was about to detach from its plating? As you know, at the turn of the tide, the waters confined between the Faroe and Lofoten Islands rush out with irresistible violence. They form a vortex from which no ship has ever been able to escape. Monstrous waves race together from every point of the horizon. They form a whirlpool aptly called the ocean's navel, whose attracting power extends a distance of 15 kilometers. It can suck down not only ships, but whales, and even polar bears from the northernmost regions.